Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our loud and local band of the week. It's Sun Mother.
Look what you're doing.
It's our loud and local band of the week, Sun Mother. You want to find out how you can get their music? Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.
Check it out. Really cool stuff. And shout out to Colby Childs, multi-instrumentalist. He's the guy that does it all with Sun Mother.
And if you're loving the local music, you're going to love Sunday nights here on The Rock. We have a two-hour show. It's called Loud and Local. All great music from the Pacific Northwest. Bands like Sun Mother.
Happy Friday, everybody. Happy No Pants Day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Take them off,
yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, don't wear your pants today, and I don't know, have some fun. Do whatever the hell you want at that point.
If you're a bikini barista, it's just Friday.
Yeah, it's just Friday.
The women exposed their breasts and genitals and licked whipped cream off each other for money.
And how? Let's get to our contestant today. We got Anthony in Seattle. Anthony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. Shout out to my mom for Mother's Day.
Aww. Aww. Nice. Shout outs. All right, Steve, get out of here.
What's your mom's name?
Oh, yeah, what's your mom's name?
Mom.
Dolores.
Dolores. Oh. Nice.
That's a good old mom name right there. You know, you know what I mean?
Makes you think of Seinfeld.
Dolores.
I wasn't thinking that. That's come on. That's his mom now.
I'm not saying. Oh gosh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, no, but you remember the episode, right?
Of course I do.
Yeah. Well, I mean that was.
But that just makes me think of that episode.
Just, yeah.
It's nothing it's okay. harmless.
I'm going to leave it at that.
All right,
Happy
Steve.
Mother's Day.
Happy yeah. Mother's Day. All right, Dolores. Steve, get out of here.
Dolores!
Okay. For those all playing right. at home, Anthony will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Anthony, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What is the name of the classification of crime which is less serious than a felony?
Misdemeanor.
Yes. What nice. Animal is on a Levi's logo?
A dog?
No.
A horse.
Yes. How many pyramids of Giza were made?
3.
Yes. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix was which book in the series?
Hello. Second?
No.
Third?
No.
Fourth?
No. Oh. How many seasons did HBO's Game of Thrones have?
Too many.
Yes. What did the itsy bitsy spider climb up?
The water spout.
Yes. Which legendary director directed Ready Player One?
Oh, Spielberg.
Yes. In which Utah city did the first KFC franchise open?
Cincinnati?
No.
Ohio, you said?
I said Utah.
Salt Lake City?
Yes. Which broadcast television network debuted on October 9th of 1986?
CNN?
No.
Comedy Central?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Ooh. Yeah, you said broadcast television station, didn't you? Network?
Yes, I did. Not
That's
cable.
That's a nice distinction.
So.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you did a good job. I followed along.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah.
Do you know it?
It's got to be a couple. There's a couple three, I would guess.
Right, yeah.
Time.
Well, don't say anything yet. Steve is back.
Yeah, I am back.
And he'll probably get that one right, but yeah. Steve, are you ready?
All right.
What is the name of the classification of crime which is less serious than a felony?
Misdemeanor.
Yes. What animal is on the Levi's logo?
I'm not wearing my Levi's, damn it.
A horse? Yes. You grabbed your pants there.
Well, I'm not wearing any pants. That's the problem of this day.
Yeah, that was not a pretty sight.
How many pyramids of Giza were made?
How many Giza?
3. Yes. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix was which book in the series?
6.
No.
9.
No.
3?
No.
4?
No. How many seasons did HBO's Game of Thrones have?
7.
No.
8.
Yes. What did the itsy bitsy spider climb up?
Went up the water spout.
Yes.
Down came the rain.
What, you guys sing the whole thing?
No.
Okay. Which Thank legendary God. Director directed Ready Player One?
Steven Spielberg.
Yes. Which Utah city did the first KFC franchise open?
Ogden.
No.
Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Ogden was a guest, ladies and gentlemen.
What broadcast television network debuted on October 9th of 1986?
Fox.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That was the deciding factor. You win.
Yes.
8-7.
Oh, Anthony, Ooh. I'm sorry, because I know you would have guessed Fox if you knew. Oh, well.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Well, happy Mother's Day to Dolores, too, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Another one bites the dust.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, snuck out with that one. Another one
bites the dust. Almost broke a sweat on that one.
I thought I heard you say 1996. That's why I was a little confused. Like, oh, I don't think it was Fox. But, well, am I glad that Steve heard it right?
Yeah, right.
What was the first show ever on Fox?
Oh, man.
Well, I remember Parker Lewis Can't Lose. I love that
show.
Dude,
that show was so good.
Mm. Right? I wish I could find it somewhere.
It's nowhere. Free. I've looked before. I have actually looked.
That was a great show.
I wonder if it holds up, though. Do you remember that, like, his, like, nemesis, that big bully, was, like, a 7-foot-tall, like, giant redheaded kid?
Barely.
Oh, that was the one thing, because that guy terrified me. He was so huge.
Okay, that definitely wasn't the first show, because that started in 1990.
Whoa.
Wow. It went 3 seasons.
Really?
I only thought it did 2 seasons, but that's pretty cool.
I feel like Married with Children was one of the first shows I remember that were successful from Fox.
Yeah.
Was that before X-Files, I think, Married?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Married with Children might be one of the first shows on Fox.
Was Tracy Ullman on Fox?
I believe so.
Because I know that's how The Simpsons, Ooh. So I know The Simpsons wouldn't be the first one.
That's interesting.
Origins. Okay, let's see.
Maybe Tracy Ullman. Maybe, you know, and really, it might be a show we don't even know about because it might have not been like, you know, they might have put Tracy Ullman or something like in a primer time later.
Like Chevy Chase's talk show or something like that lasted like 3 episodes.
They had the Joan Rivers talk show.
Yeah. Oh, yes, right.
And that's what they're saying was the first ever broadcast was the Joan Rivers show.
Oh, there we go. Oh, wow, okay.
Now I don't... I, It looks like the grand opening, they called it, went with like a lineup of shows. It started with Married with Children and the Tracy Ullman Show.
Ooh, okay.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
There's a throwback on all of those.
Yeah, right.
Well, when you think of what Tracy Ullman created with The Simpsons, mm-hmm. which, of course, and they, yep. the old art for The Simpsons when they were on that show, they looked so different.
That was so weird.
I love The Simpsons on the Tracy Ullman Show.
It was fun, but it was really strange. It was still, it reminded me a lot of like the Liquid Television stuff. Where
it's
you
kind
just,
of a work in progress.
That's a good way to put that, yeah. Congratulations on your win, Steve.
Wow. That's bringing me back, actually. That is really bringing me back.
And Parker Lewis Can't Lose, I forgot. It was basically a ripoff of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and Fox has, you know, been known to do that with a lot of their movies and shows. They will, you know, say, hey, here was a great idea. Let's do our own version of that idea.
Oh, and so it says you can watch Parker Lewis on Crackle.
Oh, all right. I figured it had to be somewhere. It's like, why wouldn't it be somewhere?
Nice.
It's not like, you know, the actors wouldn't want to get the residuals. It's like, yeah, please put it somewhere.
Yeah, I'm worried if I start watching it, I'd be like, what the hell was wrong with you, Steve? Why did you think that was good?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's tough with some shows that just don't hold up. I mean, it really is. You had such love for them, and you notice, wow, this is just dated.
And so it said it was Kubiak was the big guy's name. So, he was also in ER and another show as well called In the Shadow. Next in the Shadow? I don't know.
I don't know that one, but ER was a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good for him. Whoever that guy is.
Kubiak.
What do you think is the best excuse used to get out of a speeding ticket? Well, you don't have to think too hard because I'm going to tell you at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Every year they do this survey asking people, hey man, have you gotten out of a speeding ticket and how'd you do it? Because look, we all need creative excuses.
Sometimes, and when texting based on the teaser, you said, I just, according to Steve, I just play stupid. It seems to work. And that's honestly, sometimes honesty is the best policy. I'm just like, I'm so stupid. Sorry, I didn't even realize I was speeding. My bad. And here's my info. And I got out of a ticket one time because I was just out honest about it.
Yeah, I think if you're honest and a decent person, you know, as being decent to the police officer, it's your best shot. I mean, unless you're a good actor. You know, I mean,
when they looked at me, they realized I wasn't acting like, yeah, you do look stupid. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
why should we continue to beat this dead horse?
Yeah. Now, there are people, though, that by the way, it turns out that they sometimes saying, look, I didn't know I was speeding. That's the number one answer. Works by about 26% of the time. It's like, really? I had no idea I was speeding.
Yeah, I feel like that's not an excuse. That's just being honest.
Yeah.
Because more often than not, I don't know about you guys, but there are times I'm on the freeway. I'm like, oh, crap, I'm at 80 miles per hour. What the hell am I doing? And slow down.
Or if you've been on the freeway and you're driving, you know, faster, and then you get on the residential street, it feels like you're driving so slow sometimes. Mm-hmm. So you just automatically want to speed up. And at that point, it's like, no, you're going the speed limit, but it just feels so slow.
Yeah, number two excuse that people like to use, the medical emergency. That works about 25% of the time.
My syphilis is kicking in.
It burns real bad.
Yeah. I've always worried about using that one because I'm always like, oh, they're going to want to like escort me to the hospital.
Because they have all the time to do that.
Well, you never know.
We'll turn on our sirens and we'll follow us.
That did happen to me when I was very little. I had a major fever, like over 100, and my parents were speeding to the hospital, and cops pulled him over, and they're like, he's burning up, and so they actually gave us a lights on, everything.
That's cool.
See?
Straight to
yeah,
it.
But they have visual proof of this little boy in the back seat sweating and you know, looking sick.
Well, what if I look sick and sweating? I look like that when I'm driving anyway.
You might think you're drunk.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Right? You know, it's one thing if it's a little kid, Danny. It's another thing if it's, oh, look at this idiot.
Yeah, just that little.
Oh, right. Birdie.
It's adorable when a little kid poops his pants, not an adult. It's kind of the same philosophy.
Truth.
Yeah, nobody wants to be around that adult pooping his pants. That's an excuse you got to give. I mean, Steve, you gave that and you got out of it, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I said I was about to poop my pants.
Nobody wants to be around that.
But again, this was one of those instances where I was being as honest as possible because I was sweating and like the officer's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm about to poop my pants. And they laughed and said, well, why don't you just get off the road and hurry? How far are you away from home? I'm like, I'm another 10 minutes. Like, why don't you go to a gas station? I'm like, you're probably right.
Yeah. And he's like, and I'm going to let you go as soon as possible because I do not want to be around this.
Right, I don't
want to
come back, hand you your license, and there's something going on.
Yeah, I don't need that in my
right?
life. Yeah. Oh.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So based on this list on the best ways to get out of a speeding ticket, whether it be for a ticket or anything else, what was the best excuse you or someone you know? What's the best excuse used to get out of trouble? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What was the best excuse you or someone you know that used to get out of trouble? We got your calls. We got your texts after Rage Against the Machine on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, there was a survey done saying, hey, folks, you got into speeding tickets? You ever get out of them? And if you did, how'd you do that? And we're asking you the same thing, man. How have you gotten out of speeding tickets? What excuse did you use or someone you know? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Zach and Lacey, you are on The Rock.
Morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
Very good, Zach. How about you, buddy? What you got for us?
Yeah, so back when I was in the Navy, this was probably about 5 years ago or so, I was on my way into work, and I was going about 40 and a 25, and I saw the red and blue behind me, and I thought, oh, crap. So I pulled over, the cop runs all my information, and he comes back and says, well, you got no warrants, you got no outstanding anything, so I'll tell you this. I'll let you out of your ticket if you can tell me the Ninja Turtle with the red mask.
Crap, let me see if I can do it.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh,
come on, Steve,
man.
You got this.
Come on,
Michelangelo.
Steve.
Michelangelo.
Oh,
you get the ticket.
Oh, so disappointed.
Oh, Raphael.
Yeah. Good job, buddy.
Still got a ticket.
Damn it. Now I got to explain this to my wife.
Oh, man, I would have failed that one, too, Steve. I think I always forget Raffy's in red. But you know what? Raffy are red. Got to remember that.
There you go.
All right.
Now I'll never forget.
I know Donnie's purple.
And Raphael's the best turtle.
Ooh, hot take on that one.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
There you go. All right. Well, that's a fun officer right there. You know what I mean? You got a 1 in 4 shot. And gosh, though, I would be so mad. Like, really? This is how I'm getting a ticket? But then again, you know what? I did break the law, so I suppose.
You're just playing beat Migs for a traffic ticket.
Yeah, you're right.
Or not a traffic
pretty
ticket.
Pretty much, right? Do I get 3 guesses? Or can I call a lifeline? It's just like, who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah. Oh, man.
One texter says, I'm an officer. I've been one for 15 years. Just be honest with me. Don't lie. You don't have to tell me anything. That's your right, but don't lie. Nothing makes me think you're not going to learn from a warning more than if you lie to me about what you did.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense, doesn't it? You know what I mean? When you think about it, a law enforcement official being lied to is like, why would I give you a break and reward you for this bad behavior?
That would be an awkward thing, though. They're like, do you know why you're speeding? I'm like, I'm not saying anything. Like,
I have the right to remain silent.
One person says, my husband always tells the officer politely that his attorney has advised him to say nothing. About half the time, the officer gets flustered, throws his paperwork back at him, and tells him to slow down and have a nice day. Doesn't always make for the happiest officer, though.
Yeah. I am surprised the officer just doesn't give him a ticket.
Maybe unless just realizes, maybe, oh, yeah, this guy's going to take, I'm going to have to go to court. And
yeah.
Is it worth his time?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Ooh, I don't know if I want to try it, though. What if I get the one officer who's like, oh, yeah, I'll see you in court, stupid.
Yep.
Yeah, that would happen to me. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Tom in Auburn. Tom, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, first I want to say Leonardo is the best turtle.
Oh, there we go. Come on. Come on.
Hey, I mean, Danny, then which one are you going with?
Michelangelo, he's the pizza lover. He wears orange all the time.
Donatello, he's the purple smart one. Man. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel it.
They all love pizza, so that's kind of a bad argument there. But,
I like turtles.
So, Tom, how'd you get out of a ticket?
Well, it wasn't a speeding ticket, but it was getting out of trouble. So, like, when my brother and I were in high school and our voices started to deepen, we started sounding more and more like our dad. And so if we were running late in the morning, like me or him, one of us would call the school from the house phone and, like, just deepen or groggy, make our voice sound a little more groggy because dad worked nights, and say, hey, Thomas and Christopher are running late. Could you please excuse them so they don't have an unexcused tardy on their record, or so they don't get in trouble, basically. And they'd be like, sure, we'll take care of them as soon as they get here. And so then we'd hang up the phone, drive to school, because it was like, we're out in the country, so it was like a 15, 20-minute drive to the school. I'm walking in there, I go walking right up, say, hey, to my dad calls, and she says, yeah, you're good, and they just sent us to class.
How many times did you pull this off?
Say again?
How many times did you pull that off?
More than once, I'll definitely say that.
That's awesome.
Did dad ever find out?
Say again?
Did dad ever find out?
Yeah, years later, we were actually having drinks at his house once, and we were just telling funny stories, and I brought that up, and he looks at me and goes, oh, now you tell me. It's like, hey, I wasn't going to tell you then.
Right.
I know. That whole phrase, oh, now you tell me, it's like, what did you expect me to tell you then? What do you, come on. I mean, you didn't raise a stupid kid, Dad. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you can't ground me if I don't live at home anymore, Dad.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy, I never got to have too many of those conversations with my parents about anything that I pulled or even things that they may have done that tricked me to get me to do things like eat food or something like that. Those are good conversations, man. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can have those with your parents, you go, all right, let's just talk about some of the BS that happened, you know, while we were all growing up. I feel like that would be a fun, like, night of drinking.
Oh, absolutely. Here's the things that we got away with. I mean, because they're harmless.
Yeah. And then the parents going, well, here's the things that we maybe didn't tell you the truth about.
So he said, I one time got pulled over because I was speeding. I was jamming out to Warren G's Regulators. Regulators! Well, he didn't believe me, so I turned it on. Then we both sang the song, and he let me go.
Awesome. Oh, that is like, it's right out of a movie. Damn. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Daniel on the Squally Reservation. Daniel, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Good morning, Daniel. How'd you get out of something?
Well, I just told the truth. So I was going about 10 over in a 25 zone, but I was gearing to pass a person who was a little bit on the slower side. So as I was about to make my pass, I noticed that there was a turn up there. And being a truck driver, you don't make passes on turns, especially turns that you can't see past. So I bailed out, got back in my lane, but I was still going a little bit on the faster side. The cop, you know, rolled her lights at me, pulled me over, and I just explained to her that, hey, I was trying to come to a natural slow, didn't want to hit my brakes too much, and she was just like, okay, I understand, just make sure not to go too fast next time. So she just appreciated that I told the truth.
There we go. The truth, everybody. I mean, the truth seems to be... who would have thought the truth could work?
Crazy. It sets us free, BJ. Yeah.
This is crazy talk. I don't know if I can believe any of this. Scott Oak Harbor, you are on the Rock.
What's up?
What's up, Scotty? How'd you get out of stuff?
I actually knew what the street signs meant. Back about 12 years ago, I was a cop at McCord, and I was getting off of I-5 onto 512, still going about 60 miles an hour, and a cop pulled me over for speeding. and he was not happy when I pointed out that the yellow 35-mile-an-hour sign was a suggestion, was a cautionary sign.
Oh, that's what those signs are? They're just cautionary?
Yeah, and at the time, I told him, hey, that's not raining, there's no other traffic, there's nothing that says that making this unsafe. I know the ability of my vehicle, and that, like I said, was a cautionary sign. It's a suggestion. And he's all like, are you a cop or something? And I was like, actually, I am. I'm on my way home. And he was not thrilled, but then he's just like, all right, well, get out of here.
Wow.
Like, checkmate, bitch.
Man.
The funniest part was that I told him, I was like, I am a cop, but I remember that from driver's ed. And then he's just like, his whole face changed. He's all like, oh, all right.
Wow, that's good to know.
Well, PG did not remember that from driver's ed.
No.
Well, you know, because we didn't have signs when I had driver's ed.
That's true. They were just rocks.
It was just rocks and a couple of, you know, sticks put together saying right. Go that way. That is good. That's great information, Scott. You know, I always just thought I don't know why they made it a different color, those signs. And, well, I'm happy to know that that's what happened. That's fantastic.
I see your daughter's in the room. I'm just kind of curious.
Oh, yeah.
This was the first and only time I've ever been pulled over, and I'm not really good when I think I'm going to get in trouble, so I automatically kind of start crying. So when the police officer came up to my window, he's like, oh, ma'am, what's wrong? And I just started bawling, and the first thing that came out of my mind was, I just walked in on my boyfriend railing another woman. Which was a total lie. It was all false.
Wow.
But I just went with it and just started sobbing. And you could just see the look in his face. And he's like, I do not want to deal with this.
Right.
Oh my and was gosh, like, please God. Just wipe your tears and just drive slower and less swerving, please. And just left. I don't know what came over me. But I was like, I'm already crying. He asked why I'm crying. I might as well have a story with it.
Well, it worked.
It worked.
Oh, my God.
See, and sometimes lying does.
Dude, if I was a cop and I pulled up and there's a girl crying in the front seat, I probably would just turn around and not even bother. Yeah. I would just leave them hanging.
Not dealing with this
today. Turn around, go in my car, be like, do not need this.
That's exactly what he did. Mascara running down my face. He's like, oh, she has more issues. Like, she let go.
I mean, that's the ultimate defense for any guy. No guy wants to walk in on anybody sobbing and you're like, okay, I'm out. That's the best way to get rid of any guy. Just start sobbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not in a relationship with you. I don't know you. And you're crying. This is not my problem.
Yeah. I don't want to hear any more of this story. Just move along.
Damn.
Okay. Here's a sticker.
Well,
it worked.
A little deputy sticker.
What I like to know is that, you know, we get a lot of grief from Sarah about, you know, the whole Santa Claus incident. And so I now know that she's a liar herself. I think I can just, you know.
One time. I don't know what came over me. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm sure that's not the only time. Keeping that right here in the brain. Here's a question for you. How would you like to get paid $20,000 to drink beer?
In.
All right, Danny. I'll tell you and anybody else that's interested all about this at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.